Dirty 30 Mix right here on United 2, JR in the morning. Talk to me.
Well, I am in law enforcement, and there's two sides to the story.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And the public doesn't realize what we deal with day in, day out. And I understand, you know, there is bad cops out there, but we're not all bad.
So a lot of people are saying, we already know it's all cops are not bad, but a lot of cops don't stand up and say that was wrong.
Yeah, 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 I understand that. And like that thing, I don't know if you saw the thing that was on Facebook yesterday about the cop, the guy that was shot in the front seat. That was wrong. That was bold. So, and it is, you know, a lot of people that I work with in my department, they're upstanding guys.
Yeah, yeah, and I completely agree with that. When I went through that training to be a police officer, I saw all the stuff you had to kind of deal with. Like, you know, you don't know what that person has in his glove department or something like that. Not everybody's going to tell you, hey, I have a license to conceal my weapon.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
You know, I get that. I think the huge problem, and it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing. I think the huge problem is we're just seeing a lot of police officers for the kills that are wrong get off, and nobody's held accountable.
Oh, yeah, you know, you do have those that are wrong, and they should have been prosecuted and whatnot. And that comes down to the government.
Yeah, yeah.
And higher above what's higher than the police department.
Yeah, exactly. And that break, I don't know if you caught in that break or when I was just talking about it, I said technically everything is all good, technically, when it comes to the law, because, you know, when I did that police training, one of the scenarios was a lady had a rock and she was coming towards me with the rock. I had the right to kill her because she came after me with a rock.
Yeah, to defend yourself and the safety of others.
Exactly. So that, you know, in my eyes, that doesn't seem right to me. And I don't know if it seems right to you, but if I had something else that was less lethal, I would have used that instead of using a gun. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, with a rock, yeah. With a rock, you've got other options. You got your taser, pepper spray.
But even though I used a gun,
all situations are straight to deadly force.
Well, I just want to thank you for calling up here with an open mind, because I know it kind of seems like I'm giving law enforcement a hard time.
Everyone's entitled to their own opinion and whatnot, and will it get better? No, it's not. Well, it won't get worse, but is it going to get better anytime soon? I highly doubt it.
Yeah, yeah. I think, like I said, I think we just need to change some rules and really go through training and stuff like that on how to handle those situations.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Cool.
All right, well, I'll let you get back to work because I'm about to go to work.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate you calling. Seriously.
All right, thanks for your time.
All right, bye.